Welcome back to DIY Try or Buy Podcast. Today's episode will be an interesting topic, dealing with aging parents. Now, I know we're not alone in this because we're both in an age in our 40s where we have aging parents. Yes. Both our parents are in their 70s, and there's fear, there's worry sometimes.
Fear even after they watch this episode.
Yes. With my parents. Aisha's gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, basically.
But let's talk, because this is an area of conversation where a lot of older people they downsize their home, right? They can't have a two level type house moving up and down. They want more, smaller homes or ranch styles, just one level, just even movement. I mean, there's a lot of things and adjustment that I probably don't give my parents credit for. Mm-hmm. As they age, because, I'm fully able-bodied most days.
Right.
But, as you age, you're just not as mobile. Now, I do know people in their 70s that they are very fit and they are very agile and they go work out in gym and they're more fit than I am. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case with my parents.
Right.
So multiple, back surgeries, right, ailments, medications, all that. So we're going to talk about our parents a little bit.
Okay. So what are some concerns that you have as your parents get older? And I know they still live in their home, mm-hmm. correct? But you do have a sibling, you have a sister mm-hmm. that can assist you. But are there things that are there signs now that you're seeing, or are you preparing? How is your family preparing for them as they age?
That's the fear. Am I, I think about, am I preparing for a different stage of life, because they own their home. Mm-hmm. Is there, I do think, and sorry, Mom and Dad, if one were to pass, right, before the other, what does that home situation look like?
Yeah.
My sister still lives fairly close to my parents. I do not. And so, the running joke is, oh, well, you're going to take them, right? My sister's going to take one in. But that's probably, we haven't actually sat down to have these discussions to actually prepare. I think that's the fear. Am I putting that off because I'm afraid? And then when you get to that, I know friends who have gone through this situation where they've lost a parent and they're going through all these and they're like, man, I really wish my parents would have had a living will or, prepared things, or now I got to go through all the, things with the estate and,
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot that I don't think I'm actually really ready for mm-hmm. to even think through those things. But my dad's in his late 70s. My mom's 71. I want to think that they'll be not in their 90s. I would love that, but nobody's ever guaranteed tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I think it's smart, knowing from some of my friends that have gone through this, to learn and have these discussions. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest, my parents, they don't want to have the discussion. Mm-hmm. If we joke around if you, die tomorrow, what's going to, they're like, I don't want to talk about that. They it's like a fear also of death sometimes, but we just know we're all going to die someday. So when is the right time to even prepare? What do I really prepare for?
But not even death. I mean, even if they got really sick or hospice care, those kind of things as they age, do you think, is that a fear for you? Would you think oh, do I need to put them in a home? Do I need to move closer to home? Do I need to bring them to my home? What kind of, are you talking about this with your husband?
I mean, okay, so I feel like there's this discussion that my sister and I probably have, because our lives are stayed away and she is closer. She's already kind of power of attorney for my parents' health, because they're in and out of, the hospital with appointments and different things. So I feel like hospice, assisted living type situations, I don't think we would ever even consider that. We laugh about it, oh, you're going into home. But between my sister and I really don't think we would do that. She has a spacious home. I'm always put them in the basement or put them in this level, mm-hmm. so they're only on the first level. So, we talk about that. I don't know. I'll be honest, right?
Yeah, I don't know. And it's okay not to know. Yeah. For me, it's a little different. Like, your parents are married. My parents have never been married, but I am the only child to my mother. Mm-hmm. And then my dad has other children, but my sister lives in Birmingham, Alabama. So he's clearly more connected to my sister, and she knows all of his things, whatever. But I feel like growing up, everything was a secret, from a generational thing. So it's really hard. I think they built this, not my parents, but within our family, it's this level of fear to ask certain questions. Like, we never talked about money. I never knew how much my parents made. It was never something that was discussed. Mm-hmm. Even family things, you just assume, but you never ask, right? So even talking about my parents aging, we've had those, we've tiptoed around the conversations, but we've never had, and that's the thing. I mean, hey, I'm 45, and we've never sat down and say, okay, this is what I want. We've talked about it, but we've never really had that structure that I feel I need as an organized person. Like, okay, what do you want me to do? What songs do you want me to play? My mom, I will say, she has been very clear on what she wants as far as her picture. Like, don't be putting no crazy picture on my obituary.
She's going
to
pick it out.
And I'm her only child, so it's easier, right, as far as what she wants to leave me and what she wants to leave her grandson. But with my dad, I'm unsure. I mean, he tells me what he wants, but there's nothing telling me what you want, parents, and then have it legal. It's mm-hmm. two different things, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have siblings. And here's the thing. And Felix can correct me on this, and people in the comments can correct me on this. But a lot of times when you see, like, when Black people die, it's, and this is not an all this plan, I'm not saying all Black people, but some Black people, it's immediately a GoFundMe. It's, can you help me with this funeral? And I don't have that fear, because we do have life insurance policies and things like that, but I never want to be in a position to where I'm asking help for just a funeral, you know, or whatever expenses we have. And when you see that, there's never a plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at things like that, there's never a plan on how to handle things, right? So with my dad, I think it'll be interesting. There won't be any fighting. And I will say, my siblings, I would say most of us, my siblings, we live for today. I think a lot of people wait for their I hate to say it this way, but I'm just keeping it 100. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, kids who have not accomplished anything or don't have any money look forward to their parents to die, but getting something that, you know, little insurance money.
Yeah.
But the way I live, I tell my dad all the time, like, I ain't trying to cash in on yo, because I'm already living. I'm already doing my thing. So mm-hmm. I'm not waiting for you to die in order. Ooh, that's a message. I'm not waiting for you to die in order to live. That was the Holy Spirit.
That was.
I am not waiting for you to die in order to live. So, you know, I don't know. I think we need to have that conversation, like, before the end of this year. And not just have the conversation, but legalize it. Because, mm-hmm. again, I am not that chick. I am not built to take care of my mother. I'm just not. I wouldn't want to ever put her in a home. I would never put her in a situation that was not unclean or... But I can't, like, if she couldn't take care of herself, I don't.
You couldn't be, like, full-time caretaker.
No. And people say, oh, trust me, if it happened, they're like, oh, you will adjust. I can't. I can't see it.
Right.
I can't.
No, I can't. That's something I definitely agree, because I don't live, you know, as close to my mm-hmm. parents. So, but again, then I have a sibling, so there's that dynamic of, like, is she going to take all of that on? Because mm-hmm. you're right, there's a financial cost, there's an emotional burden, mm-hmm. right? Because she does a lot for my parents mm-hmm. because she's
there.
From a, you know, closeness, like geography. She's there. She takes, you know, time off of work to take them to appointments. And she, you know, very grateful. She works in an environment, she's been, you know, remote before remote was even a thing. Mm-hmm. She, you know, she worked from a home office, but you know, she's able to take some time. But I also know it's very stressful on her, right? So that this whole dynamic of aging parents is there's so many other things you have to think about to prepare my own, like, mind of, like, processing, okay, there are some steps that I really should dialogue about. And I should, A, just educate myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
From costs, right? Time I'm going to have to learn. Do they want to downsize? Mm-hmm. No, they don't. They don't want to downsize. So, like, the reality is, okay, right? If one were to go before the other, do they want to stay in that home? Do they not? Then you have to. There's a lot of preference.
And don't you hate that, like, when you have those conversations, they think that you want them to die. Like, no, I'm just trying to prepare.
You're trying to prepare to, you know, and you're right, because they feel some kind of way. When you start bringing it up, they feel some kind of way. They feel uncomfortable, and then they get defensive. I know I've had, and then it's like, okay, we won't talk about it. But then again, then you don't talk about it. Mm-hmm.
But because of that experience, I feel like I don't want my son to feel that way if he wants to talk to me about it. So I want to be proactive in doing that. Look, Jackson, if something ever happens to me, this is where you go find it. Here's the combination to the safe. This is what you need to do. And just make it, you don't want to make those decisions hard. You want to make those easier for your kids because they're already going through the emotional state of you dying, right? So you just want to make things easier. And I've actually started. My mom, she's in her 70s, mid-70s, and she used to live with me. So we have literally started that process of downsizing her stuff. She now lives in a senior facility, which is really nice. She has her own space. But we're starting that process of, okay, what do you need? What don't you need? Let's try to work on this. Because at the end of the day, long term, I am the only person that's responsible for her. Like, I don't have a sister or a brother to take on that responsibility. So, you know, I love my mom. But again, if we could start making those plans now, then waiting, you know. And then court stuff, probate, all that craziness. I hear these stories. It doesn't matter if you're the only child. You know, if stuff isn't legal in some states, it can be a huge struggle to get assets.
Absolutely. And I think my sister and I think that's our fear, that they're not prepared. So, and you just talked about it with your son, right? You want to be transparent. You want to set him up well too. You don't want there to be a bigger burden on him, right? And so, like, let's flip that. You know, our parents, like, I could tell my parents, like, we need a couple of these things lined up or it's going to be like hell for me and my sister to have to deal with the legality of it, right? And just if they don't have like a will set, like she and I are going to have to really navigate like who gets what and, you know, like division of assets, their home, their estate.
It's a lot.
Like,
it's a lot.
It really is if you don't have that prepared. And I don't, because you're like, oh, you just want me to, I mean, I do. I get it. You just want us to die. Why do you keep talking about this? But it's like, so that it will happen. Like, I think that's the tough part for them, knowing like they're a little closer, maybe from just age and natural dying of natural causes. They're maybe a little bit closer, but hey, we don't know when we're going.
It could be us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I think that's the scary part is like realizing like they really should plan this because if not, you know. And I also don't want. There's this fear on both sides, right? But the reality, if we don't prepare them and they prepare themselves. The amount of work behind the scenes that they don't know, they're going to be gone. They don't have to deal with it. But we do. And I think people don't realize there's a lot that you actually have to deal with on the other side.
Right.
And that I think that's a lot for parents to understand because things have changed, right? The world has changed. How things happen change. So
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think your son... As you age and get older, and Gabe, he gets older, do you think he would take care of you or do you think he'd put you in a home?
Real talk.
You got to prepare because like that pushes. So I'm going to let you answer then I'll respond.
Okay. So those of you that my son is 7.
Right.
Uh-huh. As he is who he is at 7 right now, would he, you know, take me on? Or put me in a home, I truly want, truly want him to be, you know, that decision of where he, like, he could be living very far away from me, right? So, but as is in his 7-year-old brain, he would take me because I'm his person.
Okay, okay.
Now,
okay.
My husband,
you don't know. You don't know.
But I'm his, you know, he's a mama's boy, like, you know, all that. But in his 7-year-old brain, he would make sure I'm taken care of, whatever that might mean. It could be a home, too, mm-hmm. but he would take care of me. But as he grows, no one knows.
Right okay. Now. For me, I think Jackson, he would take me now because he knew I would cook. Like, for real, like, he's a teenager. Like, come on, Ma, stay with me. He never sees himself leaving the house, right? But as he matures, I think I would not want to stay with him. Because you know how I am with cleanliness. Mm-hmm. He is not. And I could not live in a bachelor. I can't see it. I don't think he would want to. So that's one of the reasons why I go hard, because I want to have a nest egg to where he does not have to take care of me. So now that I'm talking about it, I feel like I need to get healthier, start eating better, so he will never have to think about taking care of me. Because, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he loves me. I am his person, too, but so is his dad. Mm-hmm. But, no, I don't. I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to live with him. I would not.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, I'm still seeing how my son is kind of shaping. Because I think, you know, he'll be grown, perhaps in a marriage. I don't know, his own life. Like, it'll be up to him, you know, us in that dynamic whenever we get there. I mean, even my husband, like, what that could look like. I don't know. It's interesting, right? Because mm-hmm. we feel like right now in our state, like, we've got a lot of life left, right? Mm-hmm. We're just getting started.
Right.
Like,
I'm an only child. He's an only child. And we're both very independent. Jackson is very independent. So with his independency, I just, like, feel like, you know, it would not work. I have to have our own crib somewhere in the south of France.
So are you... Are you doing anything now to prepare for aging?
No, but I will after this episode. I'm going to do this whole keto thing Felix talking about, and I'm going to get my stuff together.
You're going to get your health
He will track. Not take care of me. Okay. He won't take care of me. But, yeah, it is a concern, and I would suggest for our viewers to really consider talking to your kids. I mean, it's never too early. I would love to have that conversation. And we do have that conversation, Jackson and I. But not just having the conversation, but also aligning the legal things, the documents that would make life easier for your kids. And even if you're our age and you have aging parents, maybe you can establish that conversation with your parents to say, hey, I'm not trying to have you die. I just want to be prepared in case, if and when it happens, the family will be aligned and nobody fighting over daddy's favorite football or whatever. And who daddy wanted me to have this. But if you have it all written out and legalized, it would be easier. Because I have been in family situations where you would think nobody would fight over the littlest stuff. Oh. That was my mama. Mama wanted me. No, mama told. Mama said I could have it. If it's all written out, it will make life much easier. So,
you know, bless those family that have a big family with a lot of siblings, because we see it, right? We see, like, there are fights that last decades.
Over dumb stuff.
Oh, it's not even like money. It's like nostalgic pieces, artwork, right? Artwork or vehicles, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. yeah. My parents aren't like that. Like, I'm like visualizing their home right now. I mean, they have their home, right? Like, that's to me like their biggest asset. But my parents are also very secretive. Like, I don't know if
so. You don't know where all the money is hidden.
I don't know where all their little mattress money might be, or, you know, things they've kept from me and my sister.
So you literally would have to go through everything.
They literally will take their secrets to the grave, I feel like, my parents.
That's scary. Like, you would literally have to go through everything before you gave anything away or got rid of it, because you don't know.
Yeah. You'd have to bring in somebody to assess all of it, right? That's like the scary part. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't want to like poke them a little bit, but I do. I want
to
poke them.
Are like, you going to? Do you feel like you are?
I feel like we're at a stage like we have to, because now, you know, not, this great dialogue is like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. What am I doing, you know, with my, because he's an only child, you know, and I think about if my husband and I were, something were to happen, like he's seven, so where does he go, right? Like, which family member wants to, you know, like, mm-hmm. but you do think about that. And, you know, I feel like now I have to have this dialogue with my parents, because my sister and I, we need to know what we need to do.
Right.
Right. And that having that conversation is probably the hardest, but I'm going to encourage that you try. Theme of our, you know, podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
That you try to have these conversations. You get it moving. Because I think the more and more that you can do it, even if it is a dialogue between my sister and I, we at least have an agreement. Remember, even though it's not on paper, this is how we're going to handle it with the lawyers or whoever, like, here's how we'll do, you know, like, we're going to agree to this. If they're not going to agree to get themselves together, we'll at least agree, because I'm not about to have a fight with my sister over, right, my parents and their assets. Now, we will dialogue about if she has to bring one of them in their homes or both of them, like, she's probably going to need a little financial help every now and then for things, because she's bearing a big burden of taking mm-hmm. care of them. That's a lot.
Yeah, I do have a question. Is there anything, or your parents aren't really sentimental, are they? Because I was going to think, is there anything that, you know, you share with your mom or your dad and they said, you know, if anything ever happens to me, I want you to have this. Have they ever,
you know,
shared?
I don't think so. My mom has like pieces of jewelry, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, even for me, those are just things, mm-hmm. right? Like, so I don't even care about who gets what little piece. I don't. I think there is some things that my dad owns that he doesn't think are of value, but I do. And those are his old records.
Yeah. So those, they are of value. Please understand they are.
I've called dibs, mm-hmm. you know, like, I don't care about
records
vehicle,
are valuable, please know
vehicles,
that.
All that, right?
They are
valuable. But some of the records he has are in mint condition. Mm-hmm. He just never touched them, right? And so so the tangible, that maybe that's the one thing mm-hmm. I would love for him to pass to me. But again, it's up to him. I'm not mm-hmm. going to push him. Although he knows I have vocalized that,
yeah.
right? So, but what about you? What are some things that, you know, like your mom or your dad, is there anything that they have that you want for you?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, any items that you feel like you want or you hope that's passed to you or means something specifically to, you know, your parent?
Well, I'm my mom's only child, so I'm getting pretty much everything, my son and myself, I think. Unless my mama got somebody else she'd give us something to, I don't know. But there's nothing in particular. With my dad, he has a lot of grandkids and kids. Well, a lot is in, it's four of us. Yes, four of us. Yeah. I just want Jackson to have a piece of him. If it's a watch, if it's a ring, a piece of his jewelry. There's nothing in particular. Oh, I take that back, Dad, because he watches all of our episodes. So, Father, I know my sister and I will probably fight over this piece, but if I could have anything, and it's on record.
It sure is.
I want your Purple Rain, ooh, his Prince concert tour jacket. That's all I want. I know that's probably going to be a fight.
Ooh, that's.
But that right there, that's what, yeah. If I had to pick, it would be that piece of history, that Purple Rain. When he was on the tour with Prince, I would like that jacket.
I call that a call out. That's a call out.
Call out. But see, now I'm mad I'm calling it out, because then my sibling's going to be like, well, dang, I ain't know. I forgot about that. So it's okay. They ain't going to watch the episode anyway. But yeah. That's
if you made the first call out. I feel like maybe he should.
I would literally like, because I want to have a music room in my next house.
You would preserve it.
I would
it
preserve
would be
it.
Living its legacy.
Yes, in my house. That's it. because I have all my grandfather's records, and like I was telling you, records are very valuable if they're unscathed, they don't have any scratches, and in good condition. I mean, they can go from like $3,000 up, like $3,000.
Okay, Dad, I'm coming to get those.
Miles Davis, visit, all of them.
I'll just take it now.
First editions. That's
you're
stuff.
Not listening to them.
But we want y'all to live, so we were just saying. Start making plans now. It would behoove you to start and just, you know, educate yourselves on legal documents, who you need to talk to, and think about those things now. So, yeah aging awesome. Parents.
Aging
as
parents.
We age with our kids.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining this episode, DIY Try or Buy podcast, the podcast you didn't know you needed.
Bye.